This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
Chapter 1, verse number 7 says, "And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mightily, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that if a war fall out, that they join also unto our enemies and fight against us. So let's get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses." Verse 12 says, "But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew." Let me read that again. "But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew." Translated, the more they put them through, the more hardship they put on them. The Bible says they multiplied and grew. Tonight, I want to talk from this subject. You can be seated. I want to talk from this subject. It did not work. It did not work. I ask all of you tonight, repeat after me, it didn't work. We look at somebody around you tonight, just look at me in the eye, find about one person and tell them, it didn't work. I know you're looking at me tonight and you're saying to yourself, preacher, what didn't work? Here it is. Everything that your enemy tried to do to you. I come to give you good news tonight. It didn't work. Why are we sometimes sitting in church and while we're going through life complaining and upset about what people said about us, what people tried to do to us? But I come to give you good news tonight that you ought to be giving God praise off the fact that everything that your enemy set out to do, it didn't work. I come to tell you in this place tonight, whether you believe it or not, there were some backroom conversations about you. There were some people who plotted and schemed and tried to do some things to you. And I come to tell you tonight, a lot of times when people look at you and they don't say anything, it's not so much about they hate you. Some people look at you and stare because they are surprised that you survived the season that should have took you out. I'm looking for about 75 people in here tonight that know that you have been through some things in your life. You have had some trying moments in your life. And it's not because of what you brought on yourself, but yet it was because of some people that you was connected to that you thought had your back. But in actuality, instead of them being your friends, they were your frenemies. And they took you through so many things. But how many tonight can testify, out of everything that my enemies tried to do to me, I can lift my hands tonight and testify it didn't work. I need somebody in here tonight besides me that can still give God praise and testify that throughout all of the lies, throughout all of the ditch digging, throughout all of the backstabbing, through all of the character assassination, I'm still here. Where is the I'm still here witness? Where is the I'm still here section? Where is the I'm still here row? I dare you just shake somebody's hand next to you tonight and tell them I'm still here. I come to tell you here tonight, my brothers and my sisters, that everything that the enemy tried to do to you, I come to give you good. news tonight. It did not work. Did you not know that there are some people in your life, they thought that the more they took you through, the more they did to you, they thought it was going to destroy you. But how many can testify, out of everything that I went through in life, it didn't kill me, it just made me stronger. It just made me better. It just made me who I am. I come to tell you in this place tonight, many of you tonight may feel like the children of Israel in our text tonight. What do you mean by that, preacher? Because when we look here in Exodus chapter 1, verse number 12, the Bible says this, pastor, tell me that the more they afflicted them, the more they put them through, guess what? The Bible says that they grew and multiplied. I believe it's somebody's testimony tonight, because there are some people that took you through some things. There's some people that tried to do some things to you, and what they thought was going to destroy you, all it did was make you better. Anybody in here got that testimony tonight? Because when we look at the scene of our text, prior to reading our text tonight, we are introduced to a man called Joseph. Please understand that this man named Joseph, please understand, he was a man who was favored by God. And let me just tell you this right here about Joseph and the favor of God. Some of you may ask the question, what does it mean to be favored by God? Here it is. Favor of God means when God does something for you and man can't figure it out. Let me say it again. I say the favor of God is when God does something for you and man can't figure it out. See, some of you got the favor of God on your life and you don't even know you got the favor of God on your life. That's when God does something for you and people look back and they say, how did you get what you got? How did you arrive where you are? How did you get to this place? And you really can't explain it. All you can say is, it's nothing but the favor of God. I need about 25 people in here that know about the favor of God all your life. Let me tell you this right here. The Bible says this man named Joseph, he was favored by God. But now let me part parenthetically tonight to take you this for a preaching point. Here it is. Here it is, Sister Tim. And I also understand that whenever you're favored by God, favor also attract haters. Some of y'all missed that right there. I say favor also attract haters. In other words, when you're favored by God, you have some people that will try to block you, that will try to stop you, that will hate on you. Matter of fact, somebody going through that right now. You don't even understand why people then flip the script on you, why some people act funny towards you. Have you ever thought about it just may be the favor of God on your life? Because here it is. When God gets ready to favor you, when God gets ready to bless you, he don't have to call no board meeting. He don't have to check with nobody. Can I tell you what the favor of God is? The favor of God works like this. That means God does what he want to do, when he want to do it, how he want to do it, and can't nobody do nothing about it. I'm going to try it one more time. I say when God favors you, that means God does what he want to do, when he want to do it, how he want to do it. Can't nobody do nothing about it. I need about 10 people in here that know about the favor of God to lift your hand and shout, can't nobody do me like Jesus. The Bible says that this man named Joseph, watch this, he's a man that is favored by God. And please understand, he is favored by God, but yet he got haters. His own family. Own family has hated on him. You know about Joseph, don't you? Sold into slavery. He's put into a pit. Here it is. But guess what? Now, at this time, Pharaoh had a dream. And when Pharaoh had this dream, it's a dream that he could not interpret. Please understand, let me throw this in, that when you hear the word Pharaoh, Pharaoh is a type of king. A lot of times we like to limit Pharaoh to one person because we think about Pharaoh's army. But a Pharaoh was a type of king. And this king, or this Pharaoh at the time, watch this, had a dream that he could not interpret. But guess what? When he could not interpret the dream, they told the king, we know somebody who's able to interpret dreams. And guess who this person was? It was nobody but Joseph. And the Bible says, fast forward, that when he began to interpret the dream, guess what? He got elevated from the pit to the palace. All I come to tell you is that when God's favor is on your life, it don't matter where you may be, God is able to bring you up. I need somebody in here that know when God's favor is on your life, he'll raise you up. Now watch this. The Bible also says, now as we move forward, well, here it is, that King Pharaoh dies. And the Bible says a new king comes. And Joseph dies. And this new king knew not Joseph. new generation. And the Bible says now the land is filled with them. And here's the problem, Pastor. This king now says it's a whole lot of them. The land is filled with them. We got to do something because they just might take over. We got to stop them because they multiplied. And they may take over. We got to stop them. So the Bible says, guess what he does? Real simple. He put taskmasters over them and burden them and afflict them. But here is the shout. The Bible says that the more he took them through, the more burdens he put on them, what he thought was going to destroy them, it backfired, because the Bible says the more they grew and the more they multiplied. Come here. Let me tell you why you ought to be shouting. Somebody tonight, that's your verse 12. Yeah. Verse 12 is you tonight, because you look back out of all the things you've been through with your family, on your job, with situations, you can testify what people thought was going to mess me up, all it did was made me better. And I need somebody in here that can just give God a shout and give God a praise and thank him for it. Hey, can I tell you something? Did you not know there were some people who tried to get you fired on your job? They plotted a scheme to get rid of you, but look how God favored you. The same people that tried to get rid of you, now you over them. Somebody talk back to me here. Did you not know that there are some people who thought if they left you, if they broke up with you, if they left you alone, you'd be in a room somewhere crying your eyes out, being depressed. But if the truth be known, you're doing better without them than you ever have before. Somebody ought to holler back at me. It did not work. There are some people who thought if they did character assassination, if they lied on you, that other people will stop liking you, that it'll get you in a place of depression. But if the truth be known, you're doing better now than you ever have before. All I come to tell you is that when you are a child of God, and when God's hand is on your life, it does not matter what the enemy tries to do to you, it will not, where anybody can, somebody shout, it will not work. Let me say this, and I'm about done. This king really is intimidated. You know what he's really saying, Pastor? He's saying, I got to put a stop to them, because if they ever get together, they're going to take over. Here it is. Watch this. He knew the potential that they had. Yes. Can I tell you something? People around you are not scared of your today. They more afraid of your tomorrow. Y'all not hearing me here. Because there are some people, watch this, there are some people who can see the gifts, the talents, even the anointing that's on your life. And there's some people who will try to block you and stop you from progressing. Y'all not talking to me. Let me talk to you. That's why there are some people who don't want you to get connected to other people, because they know if you get the right connection at the right time, you're going to blow up and surpass them. But here is the good news right here. It does not matter how you may try to block me, how you may try to stop me, what God got for me. It is. I wish I had about 25 people in here that know whatever God got for me, it is. Somebody shout, it's for me. There are some people who are afraid of your tomorrow. They're not afraid of your today. They're afraid of who you're getting ready to become. He was intimidated. He was scared, because listen to this now. He really says, he looks out there and says, you know what? If those people ever get together, they gonna have some power. I'm gonna say this one more time so they sink in too. He said, if those people ever get together, they going to have some power. Can I really break it down for you? I believe it works the same way with us today. If we ever get together, I hear the king saying in so many words, if they ever quit talking about one another, if they ever quit pulling down one another, if they ever quit trying to beat one another, they go, can I really tell you something? The church will have some power if the church learn how to come together and quit fighting each other. It's hard for the church to fight the enemy when the enemy got us fighting each other. He says, if they ever get on one accord, if they ever have unity, they're going to come together and take over. So the Bible says, guess what he does? He begins, here it is. He begins to put burdens and taskmasters over them, thinking that's going to stop them. Can I throw this in tonight? Yeah. Have you ever seen people who are intimidated and scared of other people's gifts and anointing? Yeah. Can I say something? Y'all won't get mad at me. Can I say something? Y'all let me come back tomorrow night. This king remind me of some church folk. Why you say he reminds you some church folk? Because believe it or not, there are some people in the church. See, every church don't want new members. Every church don't want new people. Y'all getting mighty quiet on me now. Every church don't want new people coming in, especially if the people come in that are gifted, talented, and anointed. Because there's some people who get so territorial who don't want new people to come in and work because they feel like they're going to lose their position. I wish y'all talk back to me here. But let me tell you something. Let me throw something in. When God has gifted you and when God got his hand on you, guess what? I don't need to hate on the gift that God has given you. I'm too busy praising and using the gift that God has given me, because when it comes to the church, it's not about you and it's not about me. It's all about him. His king says, we got to put a stop to them. Hear the shout and I'm gone. The more he put on them, the more he put on them, the more they grew.
Yes.
The more they multiplied.
Yes.
He could not stop them, Pastor. And can I tell you why he couldn't stop them? The same reason why the enemy can't stop you. The reason why he couldn't stop them from multiplying. Here's the shout. He could not stop them from multiplying because the people he's trying to stop from multiplying are descendants of Joseph. Joseph comes from Jacob.
Yes.
Jacob comes from Isaac. Isaac comes from Abraham. Y'all don't know when to shout. Let me try it one more time. The people he's trying to stop, the people he's trying to block, are descendants of Joseph. Joseph comes from Jacob. Jacob comes from Isaac. Isaac comes from Abraham. I gotta say it one more time. You gonna get it. The people he's trying to stop, the people he's trying to block, are descendants of Joseph. Joseph comes from Jacob. Jacob comes from Isaac. Isaac comes from Abraham. Let me give it to you real fast. What's so special about Abraham? Well, when you read your Bible in Genesis 15 and 5, God took Abraham outside and said, look up in the stars, and that's how I'm going to multiply your seed. Y'all ain't happy. And what I come to tell you, when God speaks something over your life, I say when God speaks something over your life, can't nobody stop or block what God has said about you. That's it right there. Is there anybody in here tonight that can give God praise and give God glory and thank him right now for what he said about you? Shake your neighbor head and say, neighbor, say, neighbor, I don't know what other people have said about you, but all that matters is what God has said about you. I need about 25 witnesses in here that can give God glory
and give God praise tonight, because you know what God has said about you. Some of y'all still ain't saying nothing. Can I tell you what God said about you? God said you the head and not the tail. God said you above and not beneath. God said you shall be the lender and not the borrower. God said that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I got to leave y'all tonight, but shake somebody's hand just one more time tonight and say, neighbor, if God be for us, who can be against us? Is there anybody here that can give God glory? Anybody here gonna give God praise? You ought to wave your hand. Tell God thank you. Tell God thank you. Tell God thank you for keeping me. I gotta go to my seat, but on the way to my seat, I wanna tell somebody, no weapon. Let me try it again. I say, no weapon. I wish I had a happy church in here. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. If you believe that tonight, you ought to get up and just find about three people and tell three people it did not work. Tell them it won't work. I say find somebody. If you can find three people, tell them it did not work. It did not work. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. If you know it didn't work, come on and give God glory. Come on and give God praise. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Are there any testimonies here? Anybody know the Lord been good? Anybody know the Lord has kept you? If you know he's been good, let's have a little church. I want you to turn to your neighbor and grab him by both of their hands. Come on, grab by both hands and look them in the face and look them in the eye and say, neighbor, it didn't work. I've been lied on and it didn't work. I've been mistreated, but it didn't work. I had people to scandalize my name, but it didn't work. And say, neighbor, when God is on your side, I got a feeling. I got a feeling. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? If you know it didn't work, wave your hand. Shout it didn't work. Shout it won't work. And the reason I know that it won't work, I serve a God that went through some things. I serve a God that'll tell you it won't work. How you know it? They lied on him. It didn't work. Scandalized his name. It didn't work. Marched him up. Golgotha's hill. It didn't work. Nailed his hands. It didn't work. Nailed his feet. It didn't work. Pissed him in the side. It didn't work. Put a crown of thorns on his head. It didn't work. He died. I say he died. He died. He died. It didn't work. Can I tell you what happened when he died? When he died, sin and death had a conversation. Sin went running to death, saying, death, I heard this man called Jesus supposed to rise again to save the world. I heard sin say, death, you gotta hold him. I hear death saying, I got him. He ain't going nowhere. Friday night, that's what he said. Saturday morning, sin came back saying, death, do you still got Jesus? I hear death saying, yes, I still got him. He ain't going nowhere. Well, Saturday night, sin came back saying, death, do you still got Jesus? I hear death saying, yes, I still got him. Sin, leave me alone. Everybody you brought to me, I still got them. I got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I still got Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, and Joel, Amos, Obadiah, and Jonah. I got Micah, Nahum, and Habakkuk. I got Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, and everybody else you brought to me, I still got them. Well, that was Saturday night, but Sunday morning, I say Sunday morning, sin came back, saying, death, do you still got Jesus? I heard death say, well, let me tell you what happened when you left last night. I had one hand on Jesus, one hand on the dead. I thought I had him, but something got to reeling and rocking. Reeling and rocking. Thought I had him, but he got up. I heard sin say, do you know what time it was? I hear death saying, I don't have the exact time, but one thing I can tell you, it was early. Sunday morning, got all power in his hand. Jesus said, death thought he had me, but it did not work. Anybody here know he's a keeper? Anybody here know he'll hold you? Anybody here none tried, my God? Have you tried him? Won't he make a way? Won't he see you through? If you know he will, shake somebody's hand. Everybody shake a hand and say, neighbor, before I leave tonight, before we leave tonight, I got one question I gotta ask you. Say, neighbor, my question is, won't he do it? 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 Say,
remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.